Hey, podcast listeners. The Journal is excited to announce a brand new podcast series launching Friday, May 19th, called The Future of Everything. On the show, we'll explore how science and technology are revolutionizing everything from business and industry to culture and society. The Future of Everything podcast is sponsored by Slack. Companies all over the world depend on Slack every day to get everything done. Slack, where work happens. We look forward to you joining us as we embark on this exciting new series. So be sure to subscribe now by visiting wsj.com/podcasts or visit the Future of Everything page on your podcast app.
The latest on the WannaCry virus, where security experts stand, and everything you need to know about ransomware.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Government investigators and private cybersecurity firms are hard at work trying to figure out how one virus managed to spread around the globe over the weekend. The virus, dubbed WannaCry, is a two-part virus. One part is ransomware. The other part is a spreader, which transmits WannaCry to all other computers on a network. Let's get more from Kate Fazzini. She writes about cybersecurity for WSJ Pro and joins us from the newsroom in New York. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
This scary monster that is the WannaCry virus has businesses and everyone on their toes right now. Buzzword of the week becomes ransomware. Let's start there. Can you give us a quick reminder of how ransomware works?
So in an old-fashioned sense, I guess, ransomware is a form of extortion. It's extortion, however, using malware. So through a variety of methods, criminals get into a server or your computer, your laptop. They lock down the files on that laptop. They encrypt them. And in doing so, they offer you a key that will help you decrypt those files. And then that, of course, is something that you have to pay them for. So that's where the extortion comes in.
And just to get up to speed, despite the fact that all of these cybersecurity units globally are probing the attack, they still appear stumped as of Monday about the origins.
That is correct. It's a little unclear right now. I would guess, based on past attacks, that you're going to be looking at more than one. Once criminal groups see that an attack is successful, some of them will repeat that attack, use the same method. So I think it'll definitely take some time to attribute this attack to anyone.
So this event was just the latest development in global ransomware. We're all paying attention to it in a big way right now, but this has worried businesses for years. Can you talk a little bit about what's been going on? Ransomware as a big business is one that's on the rise, apparently. Tell us about that.
So there's one pretty popular IBM study that put ransomware as rising 6,000% in 2016.
Wow.
So this was wasn't really a thing until a couple of years ago. We saw the first inklings of ransomware around 2013 and 2014. In 2015, it sort of ramped up a little bit, and then all of a sudden, it just seems as if many groups have glommed onto this. It's a way to make money quickly. It tends to bring a quicker and more lucrative fix for criminals than it would be to just steal data and sell the data, which is what we're used to as far as cybercrime. So they get the money. It comes in a form of Bitcoin, an online currency that is untraceable, and that's the end of it. So criminals are making a lot of money on it, in short, so more criminals want to take part.
So this is the perfect example of one of these cyber extortion schemes. What are some others?
There are two other main types of extortion. Now ransomware itself, the individual instances of it, not particularly lucrative. You know, between a couple hundred to a couple thousand dollars is the typical amount of money they'll ask for. There's other types of extortion that involve theft of data that is very sensitive, data that might be connected to, say, a merger or trade secrets that the ransomers will then say, we'll make this public unless you pay. Mm-hmm. There are companies that have paid some significant ransoms for those kinds of demands in the six, even seven figures. A third type is a little bit more rare, and that is where hackers will say, we are going to do a public, what's called a distributed denial of service attack against your company, or a DDoS attack to take down your home page. Not as common, not as many companies pay, because that's a pretty easy one to mitigate.
So what can companies do? What are some basic rules for ensuring readiness for a ransomware incident?
Well, there's definitely, in the most recent, I'm sure any executive has read the news and seen that this is really a hygiene issue in cybersecurity terms. Essentially, you have to do the patches, the background work, making sure all of your systems are updated in order to protect against what is really a sort of basic exploit of something that the Windows operating system has already issued a patch for. Now, there are other ways to prepare. There are insurance companies now offering plans that will cover a wide range of things around ransomware, but also backing up systems, making sure those backups are working very well, that you can retrieve the data. That is one of the main defenses against ransomware.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Kate Fazzini about the latest cyber attack, ransomware, and all things WannaCry virus. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Thank you for joining us. So it's important to reiterate that even though some of the world's smartest minds are on this case, we need to be realistic. It could potentially take quite some time to really find this mastermind. If they find the attacker at all, it's going to take a substantial amount of time.
So it's very, attributing cybercrimes is a really difficult business. Part of the reason is that it's very easy for an attacker to make it appear as if an attack is coming from a different location. So let's say somebody is in Tokyo, they could make it look as if the attack is coming from Paris, just in the way that the servers are used. So it's really takes time, usually months, to attribute an attack to somebody. I would guess that it might come a little bit faster in this case just because there's such an urgency around it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I think people have to be a little bit patient about, because this is one of the most difficult aspects of cyber investigation.
Kate Fazzini, thanks very much for the latest.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks again to Kate Fazzini. She writes about cybersecurity for WSJ Pro. We will have more on the ransomware attack as more comes in, so be sure to check back. That will wrap up this edition of The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.